Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my weekly meal plan episode. If you're new here, this is a quick episode that I do every Wednesday where I share my family's meal plan for the upcoming week. There's also a blog post that goes along with this on my website at lolasfrugallife.com where you can find links to any recipes that I mention in the episode. I do this just to kind of help if you need some dinner ideas for your family or if maybe it just kind of gets you motivated to get your meal plan done. I do use a meal planning app to plan my meals so I'm able to plan way in advance over time. So I don't spend a whole lot of time meal planning each week. And I definitely rotate meals on certain days. And I repeat meals even that aren't on a specific schedule. I will definitely repeat in the future. And I look into my meal plan and plot them out in later months so that my meal plan kind of builds itself as I go along. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, March 30th. For Saturday, I'm going to be doing creamy Italian instant pot chicken breasts, which is from the recipe rebel.com. I think in the middle of making a video for that. I don't believe I got that one up yet. I'm a bit behind on making videos. I'm trying to make more videos of the recipes to put on my YouTube channel so that you can see some of these. It might maybe help and see if it looks like something you might like or see how I make it. But I know I recorded this one. I don't think I made the video for that yet. I can't even remember, but I think that one should be coming up soon. And then easy rice bake casserole. I recorded this one also, and I don't think I made the video for that yet. So hopefully this combination will actually be up on the YouTube channel within the next week or so. But the creamy instant pot Italian chicken breasts are really so, so easy to make, and they come out really good. They have a nice creamy sauce made with chicken broth and cream. And you can have it with like rice or pasta or whatever. I like to make it with the Easy Rice Bake Casserole, which is from foodnetwork.com. This is a casserole that you make with rice, cheddar cheese, large eggs. I'm looking at the recipe. I just meant to say eggs, milk and frozen spinach. And it comes out really good. It goes really well with this chicken in the Instant Pot. So that's for Saturday. Sunday is Easter. We actually have Easter at our house every year. I'm pretty excited about that because I do have a bunch of little nieces and nephews still that love to do an Easter egg hunt. So I have like a ton of eggs that I fill with candy. And then I have a big giant golden egg that I put a $10 bill in. So they're always like going crazy trying to find that. And, you know, they talk about who's going to get the golden egg this year. And it's really fun. So anyway, so for this year for Easter, I am doing a ham like I always usually do. I don't have a recipe for that. I think on my blog post, I might have a link for Always Juicy Baked Ham, but I don't actually follow a recipe. I usually just buy a spiral ham and just bake it however it says on the package instructions. I'm also going to be doing a special Italian Easter pizza is what the name of this recipe is called. But it's basically called Easter pizza, or I don't want to say how my grandmother used to say it because I know I'll say it wrong and it'll be embarrassing to have that recorded on the podcast. But there's another way to refer to this, more like a traditional Italian name. But basically what it is you take a bunch of like ham, pepperoni, cheeses, ricotta cheese, eggs, all this stuff, and you basically bake it into this big baked thing. Like, it's hard to describe it. It's kind of like dough, and it's like dough on the bottom, and then you layer all this stuff, like the cheeses and the meats and the sausage and everything, and the cheese and the egg, and then you top it with the dough again, and then you bake it. So it makes this like this big giant like meat pie almost, I guess. It's so good. I could like live off of this if it wasn't so unhealthy, but I really love it, and I'm really looking forward to having it for Easter. Thankfully, my sister loves it too, so I always send home a bunch with her so that I'm not eating it for like a week straight. But anyway, I will be making that for Easter. And then I'm also going to be making Chef John's Perfect Mashed Potatoes, which is from allrecipes.com. And then two other recipes that I'm going to post on the site are for creamy cheesy spinach, which is made in the crock pot. That's something we really like. My mom's actually going to be making that and bringing that though. And corn casserole, which is also from allrecipes.com. My mom's going to be bringing that also. And then other family will be bringing other things. But I know those are definite. So I do have those on my meal plan in case you're looking for the recipes for those. So then the next day after Easter, Monday, I'm just going to be doing chicken cutlets, where I just take chicken breasts, slice them thin, and dip them in egg and breadcrumb and fry them up. I'm just going to be doing real simple dinner that night with some rice. Like, I have a boxed rice that I bought at, I don't know, not that long ago that I never used. It's like a rice peel off or something like that. One of those like rices that come with like the seasonings and all. So I'm just going to probably make that and then make some frozen vegetables to go on the side with that. For Tuesday, we always do some type of Mexican theme meal. This week, we're doing Southwest Skillet by Campbell's Kitchen, which is on Campbell's.com. It's just like one of those skillet taco style meals where it's got ground beef and chili powder, beefy mushroom soup, whole peeled tomatoes, kidney beans, white rice, and cheddar cheese. And then you serve it with tortilla chips. It's one of my favorite ones. I really like eating it with the tortilla chips. So that's for Tuesday. For Wednesday, I'm doing bacon wrap barbecue shrimp from allrecipes.com. As I always mention, when I make that recipe, I just cut up the bacon and layer it over top of the shrimp rather than actually wrapping them. It makes it much quicker and it comes out just as good. And then I'm going to be doing just a really simple vegetable fried rice on the side for that. I basically just cook up some rice, cook up some stir fry vegetables, add some soy sauce, and just kind of then mix them all together and then add some scrambled egg at the end. So that's for Wednesday. For Thursday, I'm going to be doing slow cooker chicken stroganoff. This is a super simple, easy crock pot meal where you take chicken breast, sprinkle it with a dry Italian style dressing mix, and you just let it cook all day. And then at the end, you add cream cheese and soup mix and kind of stir it together to create like this stroganoff style part of it. And you just let that all heat through. And then I'm going to be serving it with white rice. This is a super easy meal for my night that I go grocery shopping, which is Thursdays. I've been trying to mix in more crock pot meals on those nights too, because it's so nice to just have dinner completely cooked once I get all the groceries put away. And then the last meal for this week, which we do every other Friday, is hamburgers. Make hamburger patties with ground beef. I'd usually do a can of pork and beans, and then I do oven fresh seasoned potato wedges from allrecipes.com. It's just a really good, simple way to make potatoes to go with the hamburgers. It comes out really good. They do bake in the oven, so I don't wind up doing it that much in the summer, but it's still cool enough here in New Jersey since we're only just kind of starting to get some nice spring days, but it's still been pretty cold. So I don't mind using the oven for a while, but those come out really good in the oven. You just cut the potatoes in wedges. You shake them in a Ziploc bag with some olive oil, onion powder, garlic powder, Parmesan cheese, and salt and pepper. And then you just lay them on a baking pan. I like to use parchment paper to cook these so that they don't stick. If you use aluminum foil, a lot of times they wind up sticking, but they do great on parchment paper. So that goes really well with the hamburgers. So that's it for this week's meal plan. Like I said, you can find all the information for the full meal plan, as well as any links that I mentioned, on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for
most of my episodes, and definitely all of my meal plan episodes, at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.